Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The nomination period is now open for seats on County Farm Service Agency committees. Bob Finch, Executive Officer for FSA in Kentucky.
The FSA County Committee is the farmer-elected representatives from the community that make decisions on a farmer's eligibility for USDA program benefits. And it's very important that farmers nominate people they know to be on the committee so that they can make informed decisions.
Finch says nominees need to be knowledgeable, engaged farm community members. Their decisions may sometimes be subjective.
It comes down to a lot of times someone, they thought they were making all the right things to be eligible, doing all the right things, but maybe they slipped up somehow and decide whether the producer made a good faith effort to participate in programs. And this is the one route that it's not an employee making the decision, it's the county elected committee that makes the decisions on who qualifies for USDA benefits.
There is a very nominal salary and travel expenses are covered, but you don't go into this for money. He says they're looking for conscientious farm leadership.
It doesn't require a lot of time. Generally, the meetings are less than a half a day, and they meet maybe once every couple of months.
Due to budget cuts, they're not doing nomination form mailings. They'll be available at county FSA offices or online. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Bessie from Boise.
What about corn and the environment?
Soil erosion is down 44% over the past two decades thanks to new tillage methods. Energy use is down 37%. Bill from Biloxi.
What about fertilizer?
Family farmers grow 70% more corn per ounce of fertilizer than they did in the 1970s, growing more with less. That's sustainability, baby. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
State Executive Officer for the FSA in Kentucky, Bob Finch, following up on the duties of county FSA committee members, at its heart, basically, is determination of program eligibility.
It's the Farm Bill program, conservation programs, disaster benefits, anything that FSA takes care of and Congress chooses to send our direction, the county committee makes the eligibility decisions.
Hence the need for qualified, engaged local farm leaders. On the timeline,
nominations close August 1st, ballots will be mailed November 5th, and then the last day to return the ballots is December 3rd with election, the term starting January 1 of 13.
For online forms, go to fsa.usda.gov and click on e-forms or stop by the local FSA office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.